Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Hi there. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but you can call me Whit. My friends and I are about to set off for a time of wonder and excitement. You want to come along? We'd love to have you join us for today's Adventure in Odyssey.
Care for a drink or anything?
What did you say?
I meant water.
Can I have some time to think about it?
And your thoughts are?
I better go home. I'll be late for dinner.
Well, that's interesting, isn't it?
Uh-oh. So you see, the interesting thing about God's will is that though he has the power to do whatever he wants, whenever he wants, he allows us to be part of his plan. You could say that we're agents of his will in our world. You got it?
So when it comes to Eugene becoming a Christian, it's God's will that he should, and we can be agents to help it happen.
Right. And it's true not only for Eugene's salvation, but for every aspect of our lives. We're agents of God's will as we bring light into our world by showing God's love, bringing his truth, you know. What's wrong, Lucy?
Nothing. I just never thought about it like that.
You're thinking of something specific?
Well, something came up at school today, and I've been trying to figure out what to do. You know, what does God want me to do?
Why don't you tell us, and maybe we can help?
Okay. Mr. Ginsmore, the new editor of the Odyssey Voice, asked me to come to his office after school.
Wait a minute. Isn't the Odyssey Voice that liberal leftist anybody-can-do-anything school rag?
Now, Connie.
Haven't you seen it?
Yes. They just take a different point of view than we do, that's all. Most schools allow an alternative newspaper. It doesn't mean they're liberal or left-wing.
Well, in this case, it does.
All right, never mind. Go on with your story, Lucy.
To be honest, I was thinking a lot of the same things that Connie just said.
See?
But they have a new sponsor now, so I figured I should find out more about them.
So? What happened?
Well, I went to his office at school. Well, actually, it was an art room.
Entree food.
Did you say come in?
Yeah. No, Lucy Cunningham Schultz.
Lucy Schultz is fine.
Oh. Why the Cunningham?
It's a long story.
Well, I'm Allen Ginsmore. Nice to meet you. Sit down. Oh, watch out for the papier-mâché. It's still wet.
Oh, should I sit over here?
Yeah, fine. That paint should be dry. Oh, care for a drink or anything?
Oh, I don't drink.
I meant water.
Oh, no thanks.
I won't beat around the bush, Lucy. As the new sponsor for the Odyssey Voice, I am determined to put some life back into it.
What kind of life?
How many different kinds of life are there? Life, Lucy. The stuff our readers, bless all five of them, want to read about. I've read your articles for the Odyssey Owl and know that you have a reputation around the school for getting to the heart of a story. But I also know that the sponsor of the Owl has you pigeonholed into writing bubblegum articles week after week. True?
I thought that article about the dental dangers of bubblegum was...
Yeah, a masterpiece, yeah. I meant bubblegum as in fluff, lightweight. You know, got the picture?
I think so.
I think you're better than that. I think there's a mature writer buried deep inside of you that wants to be set free. Free to express yourself creatively as a journalist. Am I right?
I guess so.
Good. Because I want you to consider joining The Voice as a roving editor. What do you say?
A roving editor?
Yeah. You won't be locked into the same kind of story time and time again. You'll go where the issues are and hit them head on. Our readers demand nothing less.
All five of them.
But with you on the team, I think that number will increase tenfold.
Only 50 people?
Okay, maybe more. I teach art, not math. Anyway, as you know, we're big on free speech here, so you're welcome to write whatever you want to write. I can see it now. The whole school will be reading our paper like they did back in the glory days, when free speech meant something.
When was that?
I don't know, sometime before I took over. What do you say, anyway?
Can I have some time to think about it?
Sure. Why don't you come back and see me tomorrow and we'll talk some more.
Okay, Mr. Ginsmore. And thanks.
No, Lucy. Thank you.
So I'm supposed to think about it.
And your thoughts are?
On one hand, I think it'd be nice to do more than just write for the owl. It's true what he said. They keep asking me to write the same kind of stories over and over. And as an editor, I think I'll be able to impact the paper for good.
Well, those are pluses. What are the minuses?
The newspaper tends to be in favor of a lot of things I'm against. Sometimes they're downright anti-Christian.
But he said you could write whatever you want.
Yeah.
Which means you can write from a Christian viewpoint.
As a reporter, I'm supposed to be objective.
Yeah, right. Show me an objective reporter.
Oh, they exist, Connie.
Anyway, the whole situation makes me nervous. But it also puts me in a position to do some good. What do you think I should do?
Or what does God want you to do?
Yeah. See, all I ever really wanted was to be able to use my talents for God. I don't always make it, but that's what I want.
Well, your heart's in the right place, Lucy, no doubt about that. Maybe you should meet with Mr. Ginsmore again and suggest that you do an article or two as a test, just to see if you're both on the same track.
That's a good idea. Then if it isn't right, I'll know. Thanks, Mr. Whitaker.
Sure.
Oh, I better go home. I'll be late for dinner. I'll see you guys later.
Bye, Lucy.
Bye.
You're so smart.
Well, I find that using a little common sense can go a long way in figuring out what God wants from us.
Yeah, but you're better at that common sense stuff than most of us.
Oh.
Well, I guess I better get started, too.
Oh, started on what?
I'm an agent of God's will, Whit. I got things to do.
For instance?
Well, I better not say.
It's a secret?
Yeah. I guess you could call me a secret agent of God's will.
Uh-oh.
Greetings, Miss Kendall.
What you doing?
Attempting unsuccessfully to repair the thermostat on this freezer. I'm afraid it's, how shall we put it?
Beyond repair?
Nice way of putting it.
Thanks. Well, I need to scrub this floor. You mind if I play a tape while I do?
Not at all, providing the music is within a reasonable level of decibels.
No problem. It's just someone talking.
Ah, an instructional tape. Good for you, Miss Kendall.
Yeah, well.
Now, I'm not saying that you have to kiss your brains goodbye when you become a Christian. I'm just saying that your brains, your intelligence, isn't going to get you into heaven. You want to get to heaven? You have to believe. I said believe.
Ms. Kendall?
You have to have faith.
Yes, Eugene?
And
I thought you were going to play an instructional tape.
This is instructional. It's Pastor Ben Burford's series on the steps to salvation.
Oh, I see. Very interesting.
You really think so?
Yes. In fact, it's led me to a decision.
It has?
Yes. I believe...
Yeah?
I believe I'll work on this thermostat some other time. Perhaps when I can concentrate a little more.
Oh, right.
I think writing a couple of test articles is a good idea, Lucy.
What, Mr. Ginsmore?
Test article! Good idea!
I can't hear you! Could you turn off the chainsaw, please?
What?
Chainsaw! Turn it off!
Hold on! I better turn off the chainsaw!
What did you say?
I said I better turn off the chainsaw.
Before that.
Oh, I said your idea of writing an article or two is a good one. In fact, I know just the article you can start with.
Really?
Yeah. You may have heard that there's a group, Citizens for Decency or something like that. They want to ban some books from the school library. You know anything about it?
Yeah, a little.
Good. I'd like you to write an expose about it. Keep it fair, balanced, you know. But get us the scoop about their attempt to censor our freedom of speech. Will you do it?
I'll check into it. Sure.
Good for you. You want to talk to Diana Kelly.
Diana Kelly?
Yeah, she's in charge of the organization. I can't wait to see what you come up with.
That makes two of us. Mr. Ginsmore?
Yeah?
Why are you cutting up that table with a chainsaw?
Because it's art, Lucy. Art!
Oh.
Oh, Eugene?
Yes, Miss Kendall?
I was wondering if you could help me for a few minutes.
Well, inasmuch as I've just finished working on this display, I believe I can afford a few minutes to assist you.
Thanks. Listen, I'm trying to memorize some passages of literature. But I need you to listen to make sure I don't make a mistake.
Memorizing literature? Why, Miss Kendall, I'm impressed. I had no idea you harbored such aspirations.
Well, I don't really. I just think it's good to store important works in our minds.
Of course. What great work are you memorizing?
Here.
But this is a...
Just open to the marked pages, please.
All right.
Romans 3:23. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
Yes,
But God demonstrates his love toward us, that's you and me, Eugene, that while we were sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5:8.
Very good, but you see...
Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Yes, now Ms. Kendall...
Romans 10:9. If you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved.
Ms. Kendall?
John 3:16.
Ms. Kendall?
What?
I think you made your point.
Point? What point?
Nothing. Never mind. If you'll excuse me, I need to return to my work.
Oh, well, okay. Thanks for helping me, Eugene.
Ah, you must be Lucy. Come on in.
Thank you, Mrs. Kelly.
You write for the Odyssey Voice?
Well, sort of.
I'm not familiar with it.
It's small. I'm here because I've been asked to write an article about your organization's efforts to ban books from the school library.
Citizens for Decency in our schools doesn't ban anything, Lucy. All we're trying to do is keep our school system accountable about how it spends our tax money and on the things it fills our children's minds with. As a teacher myself, I think that's important.
But some would say that you're censoring these books.
Am I? I thought as a mature adult and parent that it was my responsibility to be a guardian over children, to help them.
Well, it is. But what about freedom of speech?
What about it? Look, I'm not curbing anyone's freedom of speech. These publishers have the right to publish these books. All I'm saying is that they're not appropriate for our schools.
Oh.
Look, Lucy, this whole discussion is academic. Have you seen the books we want to ban?
No, I haven't.
Let's see. Here they are. We can talk about freedom of speech and censorship all day long, but the final proof is in these books. Frankly, I'm uncomfortable even letting you see them. But since you're a reporter...
Thank you.
That top book is being used in one or two health classes. You probably don't have time to read it, but the pictures tell you everything.
Oh, my.
This is what they're showing in the name of education.
But these pictures are real.
Mm-hmm. And they're currently available for any student in your school who wants to see them. The next batch of books are novels. You can flip through them and you'll see where I've marked their rather vivid descriptions of... Well, you can see for yourself.
These books are in my library?
Yes. Elementary and middle school children can read these whenever they want. Compliments of our school system.
Wow.
I don't think our founding fathers were talking about this when they wrote the First Amendment.
But still, there's a principle we have to consider.
Lucy, we just want our leaders to show some common sense in their book selections. We're not trying to censor the publishers or infringe on their freedom of speech. We just want people to be responsible, especially when it comes to our children. Do you think these books are appropriate for kids of your age?
No.
Neither do I. And neither do the majority of concerned parents and teachers around here.
I understand. Thank you, Mrs. Kelly.
My pleasure.
Eugene!
Yes, Miss Kendall?
Oh, hi.
Hi.
I was working on WITS Beaver system.
Beaver?
Bible Education Audiovisual Research System. You know, WITS computer program.
Oh, yes, he told me something about that.
Well, it's not working right.
Well, perhaps when Mr. Whitaker returns, he can fix it.
Oh, come on, Eugene. It's a computer, isn't it? You know all about computers.
I am reluctant to work on one of Mr. Whitaker's programs.
It's no big deal. I just thought if I push this button that... Oh.
Hello.
What do you know about
Beavers,
that?
Mrs. resuming analysis of salvation.
Well, that's interesting, isn't it?
By grace,
resuming?
Are you saved through through faith and not that of works, lest any man should boast.
What a great machine, huh?
Yes, it seems to be working rather well.
Whoever will call upon the name of the Lord will be saved.
So you don't need my assistance anymore. Ta-ta!
Wait a minute, Eugene!
10:13. And he himself bore our sins in his body on the cross.
Okay, Beavers, that's enough.
You wish to discontinue program?
Yeah. Thanks anyway.
You're welcome.
Hey, thanks for stopping in, Lucy.
Did you get a chance to read the article?
Yeah, I certainly did. Yeah, it was very well written and extremely balanced to all sides of the issue.
Good.
Yeah, which is why it pains me to say that I won't print it.
What? Why not?
Well, you know, I thought you were going to write an article about censorship.
But I did.
Yeah, but you didn't show censorship for what it is, for the way it thwarts our freedom of speech.
But the Citizens for Decency aren't thwarting our freedom of speech.
Lucy, Lucy, they're trying to take those books out of the library.
Have you seen the books?
No, and I don't need to. The underlying principle is that they're trying to take books out of the library that everyone should have access to. I thought your article was going to reflect that. Of course, it isn't too late to make changes.
But I wrote the truth, Mr. Ginsmore. I explained what the conflict was and showed both sides fairly. Isn't that what I'm supposed to do as a reporter?
Of course you are. But I have to think of the paper's readers.
All five of them.
They expect something a little more insightful. If you can't change the article to show how important our freedom of speech is, then I can't print it.
What about my freedom of speech? You said I could write what I wanted.
So long as it fits within the editorial guidelines of the newspaper, yes. Your article doesn't.
So I don't really have freedom of speech.
Lucy, I'm glad we tried this little test article. I think we both see clearly that you're not the right person for The Voice.
I guess not.
Well, thanks for trying. Now hand me that blowtorch here, will you?
Sure.
See you, Lucy.
Yeah, bye.
Hand me that paddle, will you, Eugene?
Yes, sir.
Bye, guys. What are you doing?
Oh, just reconfiguring one of the programs on the Imagination Station.
Would you like me to put those screws back in?
I've got it.
Okay.
Hey, I was just, thinking that since I have some friends coming for lunch that, well, maybe Eugene, you might want to join us. They're really nice people, and I've been talking so much about you because we work together and all, and, you know, they want to meet you and, you know.
Just a few friends. Yes. And what, pray tell, will we discuss? The fire and brimstone tape you played the other day? Or perhaps we'll memorize Bible verses together? Oh, I know. We'll gather around the Beaver computer and do a word search about evangelism or conversion.
You don't have to get snippy.
Snippy? I'm not being snippy, Ms. Kendall. I'm being angry. There is a significant difference.
Eugene!
I do not appreciate the feeling that every encounter you and I have is some sort of a setup for you to try to pressure me to make a decision I am not prepared to make. Have I said enough, or do I need to elucidate further?
I think you've said enough.
Thank you. Now, if you'll pardon me.
Boy, talk about resisting the Holy Spirit.
Connie?
What?
Would you mind explaining what that was all about?
I was just trying to be an agent of God's will, that's all. I thought I'd try to use some of the opportunities around here to witness to Eugene.
Well, sounds like you witnessed to him, all right. What did you do?
Well, you heard most of it. I just tried to come up with some clever ways to give him the gospel. Tapes, Bible memorization, the Beavers program.
Ah, so you have been setting him up.
Well, kinda.
Oh, Connie.
What?
Have you forgotten already?
Forgotten what?
How you felt before you became a Christian.
What do you mean?
Well, you know I never purposely tried to make you feel uncomfortable. I didn't preach at you or try to put you in positions where you'd have to hear about Jesus.
Well, you didn't have to. Christ is all over this place.
Exactly. You knew what my faith was and where I stood on my beliefs without my having to spell it out for you every time we saw each other.
Yeah, I remember.
And in your own time, you realized how true it was and you accepted Jesus.
Yeah.
It was a process for you, a process that was very unique to who you are and how you respond to the calling of God. Some people are different. They read a tract or hear someone talk and they immediately accept Christ. I accepted Christ because of a very loving stepmother. But others, like Eugene, will go about it in their own way. We have to be sensitive to that.
I just wanted to make sure he knew.
Your intentions were good. We should always share the gospel when we have a chance. But the love of Jesus that you show in your life will go a lot further in making an impression on Eugene than any clever tricks you might try.
Okay, I get it. Actions speak louder than words.
Right. Because Christ will only be real to Eugene if we let Christ be real in us.
Yeah. Thanks. But one problem.
Oh?
What am I going to do with all those kids I invited to lunch? They think they're going to lead Eugene to Jesus.
I'll tell you what. Bring them up to my office and we'll pray together for Eugene and a lot of people we want to meet Jesus. Okay?
Okay. I'll bring them up.
Good.
Mr. Whitaker.
Hello, Lucy. You're looking chipper today.
Thank you. I just got fired from the Odyssey Voice.
Oh, the test article didn't work out, huh?
Nope. The Voice likes freedom of speech as long as everyone agrees with what they want said.
I see. So, why are you happy?
Because I realized that as much as I hope God would use me on that paper, he can use me another way.
And how's that?
By starting my own newspaper.
Really?
I've thought about it, Mr. Whitaker, and I think it would be good to have a newspaper dedicated to the truth.
Now, there is a radical idea.
In fact, I think I'm going to start a truth group. We'll work together to expose distortions of the truth wherever we find it.
Well, that sounds like a tall order.
But do you think it's a good idea?
As a matter of fact, I do.
Good, because I thought you might sponsor it.
Oh, you did, huh?
Yeah, I figured we could be agents of God's will together.
Together. Lucy, that's the best way to do it.
Great. I've written out some ideas about it. Do you have a minute?
I sure do. Let's see what you've got.
No, first I thought we'd have some meetings. We'd get together with all of the children.
Like Connie, I know a lot of us are anxious for friends and loved ones to become believers in Jesus. Sometimes it's frustrating because we want to make them believe, but we can't. The most we can do is to be a good example of His love, behaving as a Christian should. And we should pray for them. We need to remember that as much as we want people we care about to know Jesus, God wants it even more. He desires that everyone would know Him. In the meantime, we have to be patient. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Thy Will Be Done was written and directed by Paul McCusker. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell, and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.